Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Vermette, who is the Senior Vice President of Commercial and International with the Mohawk Group. Michelle, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. We see each other frequently. We travel in the same circuits, and I'm remiss not to have interviewed you about 2 years, and I wanted to catch you at NeoCon. We just couldn't get our schedules together. Let's talk about NeoCon in just a minute. Your background is very interesting. You came to the Mohawk Industries organization as the corporate controller with Deltal. As you entered the larger organization, Jeff Loberbaum has seen your talents, and you are a very busy man because within the Mohawk Group, which is Mohawk's commercial business, you not only have responsibility for the commercial business, but also the international business, right?
That is correct.
So let's talk about NeoCon. You know, when I came down on three, it's probably the biggest crowd I've seen in that space since 2007, before the recession. A lot of folks were coming down there because your products, both now on the hard surface and soft surface, you had some really stellar introductions this year, didn't you?
It was a great year, and you know, we were busy all the way through for the 3 days. We knew we were doing a lot of things right, but you know, you never know how the customer will totally respond, and the response was overwhelming. We were packed as soon as the doors opened on Monday, and even Wednesday's a little bit of a slower day, but we were still very busy on Wednesday. It was a constant flow and a lot of great conversation, and actually a lot of tremendous opportunities that came about. So all our efforts for the past 3 years are really paying off.
Yeah, I mean, it was so busy, you really couldn't see the product because the product's on the floor and on the walls, and there were so many people in there. Let's talk about a couple of those products. I think the one that's most interesting is the new venture for the Mohawk Group, and that is getting into the LVT business. I talked briefly to Dave Thorson at the Hospitality Design Show about a product that won an award there called Hot and Heavy, and that's been drawing some attention, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. We have received great recognition on Hot and Heavy and really the overall line. You know, we're launching over 100 SKUs right now, and that corner of the showroom was quite busy. But Hot and Heavy has been a great success. You know, we won Best of Show at HD. We actually got recognized for cross-market versatility at the HIP Awards. It was the grand prize winner within building products for innovation competition. So we have great momentum in that product. And you probably notice our YY tile also on the front. That's just pushing the envelope in design in LVT and, you know, being creative and embracing the capability of the categories. We're probably a little bit later than others in the category, but I think we're fashionably late. We're getting great response from everybody and what we're putting forward and, you know, really trying to bring some new energy to the resilient category overall with our LVT.
Yeah, actually, the Hot and Heavy, larger format than you normally see, 36 by 36. For that hospitality category, I mean, it's dead on as far as the graphics and the visuals. And then YY, what a great product to introduce at NeoCon, because the A&D and that corporate sector, they're looking for the type of componentry, the type of tools that they can be distinctive in the way they lay it out. And YY, and using those shapes, even though it's just squares, depending on how you lay it out, you can form opposing Ys, or you can form these oblong circles. Super creative. You actually worked with Mac Stopa on that design, didn't you?
That's correct. Mac did a great job designing the product, and it's truly a versatile product. I mean, you can do pretty much anything with it. It just creates tremendous possibilities for a designer to operate in multiple categories. It could be retail, it could be hospitality, it could be higher ed. I mean, there's just so much you can do there. We're really excited about YY.
Well, as the business leader, I hate to ask you a detailed question, but the color line with YY, can you tell me a little bit more details about the color line there?
We're going to probably have 14 colors. We rolled it out at NeoCon to get input from designers. Definitely we'll have some tonals, and we'll have some bolder, brighter, contrasting products on it. So we'll have a little bit of combination of those too, but I think that we're filing that, and hopefully we'll have it out in August, early September.
Now, while you were collaborating with Mac Stopa, he also helped you with a modular product, right?
That is correct. We have some of our first planks out. The product is named Breaking Form, which is actually the theme of our overall show and at Neocon, and Breaking Form won the Best of Neocon Editors Pick Award for modular tile. And Mac is just a very creative individual. He's pushed the envelope. This is another product that we got extremely strong reviews on, and actually have some major projects that we're looking to develop as we speak. So
Breaking Form's a great name for it because it's not square, it's rectangle, and given the designer rectangles allows them to do all kinds of different layouts. Describe some of the other patterns you can do with Breaking Form.
Well, you can do chevrons, you can do multiple forms. The good thing also about our plank being a 12 by 36, it works with our 24 by 24, so you can combine applications and product together. You can really do some very creative thing. And basically what we took with Breaking Form is a three-dimensional view. We used 3D printing to come up with the concept and to basically took it to a two-dimensional product. And just gives you a lot of flexibility in design.
Another thing that I noticed in your space, you've done a lot around transparency with the Declare label. You had James Connolly in your space. Tell us a little bit more about that.
An Emerald sponsor for the International Living Future Institute. They're pushing hard on transparency. We believe it's the way to go. We spend 90% of our time into buildings. We need to have healthy products in our environments, and this is a great way to make this transparency movement simple and straightforward. So far, Mohawk, we have about 75% of our commercial product line not complete, and in the next few months we'll complete the rest. But it's really taking a leadership position in transparency, and people can make the appropriate decisions for their building. So we're working hard to do that and support them, and we believe it's a worthy cause.
Yeah, you actually had him at Greenbuild, so you actually are in a leadership position. But there's other major mills that are involved with the Declare label just as well, right?
Yeah, there's a few others that have started also, and I think the movement is just going to gain momentum as people want to know what's around them in their spaces.
Just as we wrap this up, I know you are the business leader. It's interesting to see all the hype at Neocon, despite the fact that business conditions, you know, are, I guess, what you'd call lackluster. Do you think that we're going to see some improvement as 2014 continues?
I'm optimistic. I think looking at the activity and discussions, everybody's being pushed to be more innovative and more creative in their business. And I'm very excited of the things we're putting forward and the collaborators we have. Talking to some of the two major co-ops, Fuse and Starnet, they're seeing a positive outlook. So we're quite excited for the back half of 2014 and 2015. There is a lot of large projects on the table. I think we have the products to take advantage of it. So we're optimistic.
Okay, great, Michelle. It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on drawing a big crowd on the third floor at Neocon. Again, we're talking to Michelle Vermette, who's Senior Vice President with the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.